This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 5th of December 2021. Today is the Club Focused episode where we've invited amateur radio clubs and groups to promote themselves and their activities. With the Christmas New Year season coming up quickly, clubs may be going into recess. We'll talk about that a bit, and we'll talk about on-air bullying, ham station remote access, and we'll also talk about reinventing the wheel.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's December Bulletin to go to air. And don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on Tuesday, December the 14th, starting at around midday, and that the buffet is back on the menu once again. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. Following the latest club news, we have two articles for you. Solar Panels in Space, read by Ian, VK3JS, and Apple Macintosh System 1.0, read by Bruce, VK3UV, the last in his series of trips down computer memory lane. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, all of which can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 8 a.m. local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 9 a.m, VK6JI, Chris, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris, VK6JI. On Wednesday, December the 8th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. local time, and this will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star Newsline. Additionally, on the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC Bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News. If none of these transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. If you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated. There is no bulletin in January. The first one for 2022 will be on Monday, February the 7th, so may I take this opportunity to thank everyone who has supported us with callbacks during this year, and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a safe, happy and healthy New Year. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the December broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign again in the callbacks. 7-3 from Clive, VK6CSW.
How many wheels does the average amateur need? In a hobby that was built on innovation, during the week we saw an announcement from the Wireless Institute of Australia that the wheel has been invented. Again, the announcement was of an online version of ham ads, the classified ads that have appeared in the amateur radio magazine for many decades. I had a quick look at the online ham ads, and it appears to be well done and fairly easy to use. It does, however, require registration. However, yep, and there's another however. However, I have to ask the question, is yet another amateur radio buy and sell site needed in Australia? What prompted this activity? It seems to have come out of the blue. Did I miss the memo? My concern is that the Wireless Institute, which hasn't really done much in the way of innovative ideas lately, invests time and energy and possibly dollars reinventing the wheel. We already have well-established, dedicated amateur radio buy and sell websites and social media pages and groups within Australia, along with eBay, Facebook, Marketplace and Gumtree. A fine example is VK Classifieds, which has been running successfully for years. Could the energy, expertise and resources have been better used for something really useful, like, oh, I don't know, collaborating with other players in the sector to revise and modernise the curriculum for amateur radio education? Now, that would be useful. Or perhaps taking the lead in amateur radio education instead of gnashing their teeth over losing the deed and continuing to blame everyone but themselves. The Institute's intransigence concerning their refusal to collaborate with or even recognise the Radio Amateur Society of Australia for the betterment of amateur radio in Australia is puerile, divisive and holding back important progress in our hobby. Until you, the plebs of the Wireless Institute, start asking the questions and requiring some accountability from the Wireless Institute, nothing will change. I know they listen to what we say, and I know they don't like it, but they also know that it's true. And that's why our challenge to the Wireless Institute and their apologists and supporters to provide evidence that we're wrong is never taken up.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
We've spoken about bullies before. In fact, we've described how News West and individuals involved have been subject to sustained bully tactics for some years, but this one's different. Firstly, let me say that people in amateur radio come from the whole spectrum of society. If you can pass a test and pay a fee, you get a license. So we get the good with the bad. Back to the bullying, and this time it's on air. How many of you, who have children, would like your kid to take an interest in your hobby and even make it their own? Let me tell you a story of one father's son who did take an interest and at the tender age of 9 passes the assessment and gets his foundation license. All good. He even has his own shiny new radio. Well, I don't know if it was brand new, but to this kid, it would have been sparkling. Fantastic. Dad took his son out for a weekend of portable radio operation recently. How many of you ever got to do that? That's fantastic, isn't it? No doubt they had a great weekend. In fact, they did. However, there was a sour moment. While our young foundation licensee was on air, some self-appointed band cop told him to get off his dad's radio because he's not allowed to use it. I understand that the band cop didn't identify himself. Do you see any irony there? Can you imagine how the young operator felt? Hopefully he'll get over it and progress in his love of the hobby. Now, there's absolutely nothing we can do to prevent these self-appointed shortwave sheriffs from spouting their misinformed poison because, like most cowards, they prey on the unsuspecting, then hit and run. There is, though, something that the rest of us can do. When we hear the band cops, the shortwave sheriffs, strutting their stuff, we can interject, interrupt, challenge the behaviour. These bullies delight in causing discomfort. Give it back to them.
Well, another ham college year is almost done. It's great to be able to report our success. We have completed 83 assessments, and there are now 11 new advanced, 3 standard, and 35 foundation licensees on air. We are disappointed that there were 3 candidates who were not yet competent, but they'll get there next time. It's not all exams and study. The beacon is on the cusp of being fully functional. We have upgraded the antennas at Wildback, and we ran a successful Jota station, amongst other activities, in 2021. This would not have happened without a loyal bunch of tutors and assessors who put in many hours to make it so successful. Thank you to them all. As this goes to air on Sunday morning, the final course for the year has entered its second day, so feel for them in the fiery furnace that is the concrete bunker of the Scout Hall. The final assessment session for the year is next Saturday, and the first course for 2022 is the weekend of February the 5th and the 6th, and the combined long course will start in March. Expressions of interest at hamcollege.org.au. On the social scene, As the WIA's VK4 Baker Baker likes to say, we have our Christmas get-together on Wednesday the 8th of December at a local hostelry. If you want to come along, please be in touch with Steve, VK6SJ, the President. Again, and as always, the first point of contact for all things Ham College related, hamcollege.org.au. This is Ham College Committee Member Mike, VK6KMS.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
They say there's no rest for the wicked. Perhaps only wicked people get elected to committees because they're wicked. Perhaps not, but this certainly isn't the time of the year to get too enthusiastic about resting. Although the end of the year is approaching rapidly, along with the end of the year comes the beginning of a new one. It happens in the blink of an eye. Although clubs may be planning a break over the holiday season, now is the time to mark the calendar for at least the first quarter of the new year. Have you ever noticed that in many organisations, everything seems to come to fruition sometime from July onwards? Well, that's often due to a failure to plan beyond that artificial barrier that we call a Christmas New Year break. We've just had a busy several months and we sit back, relax, Merry Christmas, sleep through a bloated Boxing Day, Happy New Year, Auld Lang Syne, spend a week on holiday somewhere, and suddenly the kids are off to school. It's time to have a February meeting of your club, talk about Christmas holiday happenings, and if you're lucky, you'll start planning the club year. Is that how it goes? You're most of the way through the first quarter before your year is fully planned? It's a common thing in clubs. That's why it's so important to nail the first quarter at least of next year before Santa and the Happy New Year get in the way. Have you nailed it yet? You've got 19 days before Christmas. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
WA Amateur Radio News is an amateur radio club whose main activity is the production of the weekly News West Amateur Radio News program in Western Australia. We're a small club by most amateur radio club standards. However, that's okay, because we don't do anything that requires a lot of members, except when we do. We're the club that organises and puts on Perth Tech, one of Australia's premium amateur radio technical symposiums, except when we don't. For 2 years in a row, we've organised, but have not been able to present Perth Tech. And you all know by now, COVID caused us to cancel 2 years in a row. We're making cautious plans to run Perth Tech in the first half of 2022, and hopefully COVID arrangements in the community will allow us to do it and, very importantly, be able to bring guest presenters from other parts of Australia. Something else that we've offered in the past is a face-to-face tutorial called NewsHound 101. This half day involves learning a few tips and tricks about writing a story, and then learning how to make and edit a recording. We'll show you how to get good results using your laptop or PC, or even a tablet or phone. We'll announce a date and time for the NewsHound early in the new year. We're always on the lookout for club members, just for support and being there to help with Perth Tech. We don't hold regular meetings. However, it might be a nice idea to hold at least one during the year, in addition to the annual general meeting. So if you're interested in becoming a member, send us an email to secretary@vk6.net. New members on the studio team are always welcome, whether you do something every week or every now and then. The news program is the better for having several voices in it and for having content written by more people. The WA Amateur Radio News website is vk6.net. The domain and hosting of our website is courtesy of Robin, vk6xre.
The Great Australian Bite Project has reached the testing phase, and as such, I asked Mark, vk6qi-vk2ki, to write a piece on the Southern Electronic Group's remote stations. Thank you, Mark. The Southern Electronics Group now operates two remote HF stations, VK6SR, located at Bedforddale, in the foothills southeast of Perth, and the new station VK6CRO, located in the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum. Both stations are available to Southern Electronics Group members, but other amateurs and shortwave listeners are welcome to give them a try on receive. The remote stations consist of a Yaesu FT-991A transceiver at Bedforddale and an FT-991 at Carnarvon. The radios are connected via a simple USB connection to servers running the remote hams application, and the servers are in turn connected to the internet. At Bedforddale on HF, the transceiver feeds a 60-metre Marconi T antenna, 12 metres high, via an automatic antenna coupler. Most importantly, the antenna is fed against three 40-metre ground radials. For 2 metres, the station uses a Diamond X6000 collinear vertical antenna up 40 feet. The station can also be used on receive on 6 metres and 70 centimetres. A broadband discone antenna is available by arrangement. The newly installed Carnarvon station uses a 40-metre end-fed long-wire antenna in an inverted V configuration, 12 metres high in the centre and down to 5 metres at the far ends. An automatic antenna coupler feeds the long wire against 25-metre ground radials. An 80 and 40-metre inverted V dipole up 10 metres with ends at 3 metres is available as a standby. For 2-metre SSB, there's a horizontally polarised omnidirectional halo antenna on the southern side of the tower up about 6 metres. The Southern Electronics Group and the Hills Amateur Radio Group have joined forces and also installed a 70-centimetre All-Star node at the site. The All-Star node also uses the VK6CRO call sign and consists of a tape TM8200 transceiver feeding a folded dipole. The node puts out 10 watts on 439.175 MHz simplex and requires a 123 Hz CTCSS subtone for RF access. The new node covers most of Carnarvon and the highways out of town for about 10 to 15 kilometres. Of course, being in the All-Star network, you can access the system from any repeater or node on the WA All-Star network. By the way, CRO was the call sign of the former NASA space tracking station that operated from Carnarvon from 1963 to 1975. So back to the remote stations. To access these and hundreds of other remote stations around the world, you'll need a Windows computer or an Android tablet or phone. Unfortunately, the system doesn't run on Apple Macs or iPhones. You'll first need to register as a user by going to www.remotehams.com. Follow the instructions and click up on the Sign Up button. Once registered on Remote Hams, you'll need to download the RC Forb client software using the Download button. After installing the software on your computer, double-click the RC Forb icon, and when connected to the internet, you'll be presented with a list of stations available. Note that the stations are privately owned or club stations, and you'll need to request access. So, for example, scrolling down to, or searching for, VK6SR or VK6CRO, and double-clicking on the station's line will open a window which says, "You must request club membership before control is allowed." Clicking on the Request Permission button sends a request to the Southern Electronics Group administrator. Once permission is granted, double-clicking the station's line will open up an image that looks somewhat like a transceiver, with many of the controls and functions available on normal HF transceivers. If you're using an Android tablet or phone, you'll see a somewhat more generic control panel, but many of the normal functions are available. Now, the user interface for remote hams isn't perfect. It can be quite tricky, tuning the VFO with your mouse, for instance. It's not as nice as using a real transceiver, but it's perfectly functional and still fun to use. And there's a few advantages for users. For example, the noise level on 80 metres can be very low, especially on the Bedforddale remote. No switch mode power supply hash here. So at 8 a.m. on a weekday morning, you'll hear the Burney Gate Shavers net on 80 metres. A number of operators on that net transmit from their homes, but use the Southern Electronics Group remote to receive. Works great, much better than battling S9 Plus of hash on 80 metres. And many of the Shavers net members have found another advantage. The resolved audio from their computers is better for those with hearing impairments than listening to their SSB transceivers. So there you go. This is the era of amateur radio worth investigating. For instance, you may like to join one of the 80 meter net that you've found impossible due to noise interference. The Peel Amateur Radio Group runs slow CQ-QSO practices at 1700 hours WA time on 3595 kHz and lower frequencies every Tuesday afternoon. Here's an opportunity to join in, and the remote system even allows you to enter text that's converted to CW down to about 10 words per minute. So you're welcome to have a listen on the Southern Electronics Group remote HF systems, VK6SR and VK6CRO. And if you like what you hear, and who wouldn't, consider joining the group. For only $30 per year, it's a terrific way to get access to a resource that you'll find to be very useful and adjunct to your ham shack, or if you're not able to put up antennas or have interference problems on the lower HF bands. They could become the centrepiece of your shack. If nothing else, the system makes for great field strength testing for your home or portable stations. Thank you to the Southern Electronic Group's Rob Seaman, VK6LD, for developing and hosting the two remote stations. Stay tuned for his next exciting development, an Albany-based VHF and UHF system for tropospheric and ionospheric propagation across the Great Australian Bight. And thank you to Mark, VK6QI, and VK2QI from the Peel Amateur Radio Group and Southern Electronics Group for putting this segment together for me. Mark gave a tech talk on the subject to a recent Peel Amateur Radio Group meeting, and you can watch a replay of that talk on YouTube by going to the PARG website, www.parg.org.au, and clicking on What's New. 7-3, some Will, VK6UU.
Here's some news from the Northern Corridors Radio Group. The car boot sale that they held recently was a success, with many more attendees than in previous years. The day was warm, but not as hot as other years. Progress continues on the 10 GHz Earth Moon Earth station, with a new slew drive mounted for the dish, as the previous arrangement was not robust enough for the wind loading at the site. The last general meeting saw Wayne appointed as club treasurer. Hamfest 2022 was discussed, and a suitable date in August is sought, subject to venue availability. The club will be having the Christmas dinner on Friday the 10th of December at 18:30 at the same venue as last year. And that's from Eddie, VK6 Yankee Alpha, who is the Vice President of NCRG.
This is VK6 ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Hello amateurs in VK6 and beyond from the WAVHF group. Dennis, VK6AKR, back at the microphone to wish you all well for the rapidly approaching festive season and the new year ahead. Where, I wonder, has the year gone? From this club's point of view, the year has gone remarkably well, with little impact from COVID-19. Highlights included our participation in the RAAF centenary back in March, a stunning exhibition of communications staged at the Wireless Hill Museum, to which we contributed some technical guidance, and help with presentation of prizes to secondary school students on the topic of space, with the major prize being a flight patch donated by retired astronaut Australian Dr. Andrew Thomas. This came about because of Wireless Hill's association with NASA and the Project Mercury especially. Do you remember City of Light? We negotiated a memorandum of understanding with the NCRG for the storage of our container of pre-loved equipment. Watch out for our container door sales in conjunction with the good folks at NCRG in the years ahead. We are in the process of negotiating with the volunteers at the Bickley Observatory to provide some STEM educational assistance. They may be able to host some of our beacons. We have taken on the financial support for Kalgoorlie's VK6 RTU beacon stack, and thank Igor, VK6 ZFG, Peter, VK6 PK, and Lewis, VK6 OI, for their technical and logistics support. We are looking forward to a reinvigorated JOTA in 2022, as we and other clubs work more closely with Travis, VK6 FTLN, and others in the scouting movement here in VK6. Our activities on 2 metres have seen a resurgence, thanks to the enthusiasm of founding member Wally, VK6KZ, and several within the club. My personal aim is to work up to higher bands and put VHF and above firmly in our sights. We welcome several new members, and they will share in our successes in 2022 and beyond. The most significant win, I think, is that we have secured a special event call sign VK80LAN, that's VK80 Lima Alpha November, for the month of March next year. We're indebted to the WIA for their support, along with sister call signs GB80LAN and VE80LAN in the UK and Canada respectively. So what is VK80LAN? It commemorates the British wartime aircraft, the Avro Lancaster, and the air crews who made sacrifices so that we can live in relative peace. The event is inspired by the success of VK100AF, VI100AF, managed earlier this year by Stuart, VK8NSB. Club member Robert, VK6WHO, formerly VK6FRDM, leads a team managing the event. Reg, VK6BQQ, of Friday Night TechNet and Flying Pignet fame, as well as our friends at the Bull Creek Aviation Heritage Museum, are key participants. We will be offering clubs and individuals to host the call sign for a couple of days each in March. More information will follow both here on VK6 Amateur Radio News, as well as in WA Hams and nationally through some articles in AR Magazine. If you missed out for Stuart's RAAF centenary, here is a similar, albeit shorter, opportunity. Members of the WAVHF group wish you all a safe and enjoyable season. Catch up on the bands. 73, Dennis, VK6 AKR.
When thinking about everybody taking a break from everything over Christmas New Year, it's worth wondering what amateur radio clubs do in the December-January break. Do they actually take a break? Many clubs do have a sort of recess, where they may not have a formal meeting. However, clubs aren't all about formal meetings, are they? Well, I hope not. The December-January break can be usually applied to the club life by having informal gatherings at the shack to play with the toys, or to clean up and tidy up around the premises. No obligation on members, just to get together. Oh, and don't forget the Christmas or end-of-year social event. It's always a really good way to celebrate the year's activities. There is one small group of club members who often get busy in January, and that is the committee. Committees often get together in January to plot and scheme for the year ahead. So, do you think of your committee while you're on a break and help them out with information and offer of assistance? Speaking of breaks, there's only 20 days until Christmas. I hope your club members enjoy their break in December-January and that your club will reassemble in good order in 2022. 73s.
Once a month, the News West team looks at contesting. Next week is that time of the month, and it's also the last contesting episode for 2021. We'll devote as much of the program as we can to contesting. What's coming up, especially next year, and what's just happened. And that's where you come in. Have you done contests before? Did you know that other amateurs are interested in what you did, what you are planning to do, hints and tips, whatever? All you need to do is to put pen to paper or fingers to the keyboard to turn out your story about contesting. The News West team are happy to assist or advise you in preparing your item for the news. Simply send an email to newswest@vk6.net and one of the team will help you out. The deadlines for articles are noon Friday, and thank you in advance for your contributions.
Good morning, Roy here, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's Helpline Disposal segment for the 5th of December 2021. Having not won the 80 million last night, at least you can say I'm consistent. I will press on with today's items. Today we're looking for wanted urgently to complete the assembly of a HF quad, looking for 2 or 3 metre length of 44.5 millimetre outside diameter aluminium tube. In the old measurement, that's 1¾ inches. With a 2mm wall or thereabouts, even a metre or two would be helpful. And if you can help Steve with that, please contact him. His phone number 0408 183 742. I'll go again, 0408 183 742, or email Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo Victor Kilo 6 Victor Zulu at tangopapagolf.com.au. I'll slow down for you. Sierra, Tango, Echo, Victor, Kilo, 6, Victor, Zulu at tangopapagolf.com.au. Next group of items come from Don Truscott, the estate of the late Don Truscott, Silent Key. Don's son Stephen is disposing of Don's vast amount of equipment. Passed away in September this year. Vale Don. I knew Don quite well. And he has in his estate an ICOM IC706 Mark II G HF VHF UHF transceiver, serial number given, power lead and microphone, and electronics 87,000 tuner bundle. There's also an ICOM IC706 Mark II HF right up to 70 centimetres, 100 watt transceiver, serial number also, power lead and microphone that's available as well. The Yaesu Fox Tango 200 single sideband transceiver, a Yaesu Fox Tango 2 DX401 transceiver. There's an ICOM IC245 2-meter FM transceiver, a Diamond Sierra X-Ray 600 transceiver and power meter. Interested in those items, please contact Stephen on 0401 804 166. Again, 0401 804 166, or 0893303134. Also again, 0893303134, or by mail to Sierra Tango Echo Papa Hotel Echo November Tango at westnet.com.au for a list of the equipment available. The email again is Sierra Tango Echo Papa Hotel Echo November Tango at westnet.com.au. Next item for sale is a Kodan NGT transceiver. It's an AR voice HF transceiver with owner option. $700 for that. Contact Chris on 0404 800 446, at 0404 800 446. That comes from Chris, VK6 Kilo Romeo Sierra. And finally, Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, is looking for some transistors. These are PA final transistors, MRF421. It's Mike Romeo Foxtrot 421 PA final transistors. If you can help Mark, please contact him, 0408 688 903, for those Mike Romeo Foxtrot 421 PA final transistors. That's about all for me at the moment. If you would like any items in next week's broadcast or have any inquiries, please contact me. The contact details, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the email address. Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com. 73.
Thanks for listening. And thanks to the broadcasters, callback collectors, casual contributors Will, Clive and Dennis, and to the studio team. And the studio team this week is Jeff, VK6JEF, Roy, VK6XV, Mike, VK6KMS, and I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. Would you like to join the News West studio team? Send an email to newswest@vk6.net and we can talk about it. There was a couple of clubs missing from our usual lineup this week, but perhaps they're out doing Christmas shopping. I don't know why. It's not even Boxing Day yet. And speaking of shopping, remember, there are only 19 radio buying days left until Christmas, so there's still time to buy yourself a new radio so that you can get on air and make some noise.